Good morning, Andy.
Hiya, how are you?
Are you well?
I'm grand, thanks.
So are you for or against the silent sideline?
I'm for, very for it. As coaches, we're told to just let the kids play their own game and they make their own decisions. And that's the most important thing. And when parents are screaming at them on the sideline, they get scared. They get really scared.
Yeah, I would imagine
so. They don't know what to do. So we're always told to just take it easy on them and let them make their own decisions. Now, I was a coach for a while and I was with other coaches as well.
Yeah.
And the other coaches were good at it, but some of the parents were just... they were horrific. Some of the stuff, they scream and kick the ball, Johnny, do this, do that, and it doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work.
I'm just so surprised because I don't have that experience. My girls just aren't sporties, and so I haven't been on the side of a pitch. I remember I played a bit when I was a kid, but I've never really seen it. So I'm kind of shocked that parents would be so kind of A, aggressive, and B, a bit stupid.
Yeah, you see, I think it's just they don't realise that the kids won't say it to their parents. The kids won't say to them, look, don't talk to me in the sideline because you're scared of living daylight for me. They're not going to say that. So the parents then don't know. They don't think they're doing any worse, any wrong. And some of them just kind of get carried away in the moment as well. So they scream to the kids, kick the ball, do this, do that. And, you know, what really annoys me is when you see parents, like, advocating, like, hoofing it long, and they're like, oh, great, kick it up the field, you know, they want them to play football, enjoy themselves.
Yeah,
and, you know, there's no doubt that they're all good players. So, you know, let them play.
Well, that was a text earlier on. It was saying, don't forget the emphasis on the word playing should not be forgotten. Play the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's a game of football.
And do the parents, are they effing and blinding, or is it just shouty, shouty?
It's shouty, shouty at times,
yeah.
But it can get effy and blindy. occasionally, yeah. Like, sometimes you notice that parents just want the kids to win. You know, they think that the kids are going to be happier if they win. I was playing when I was younger and we didn't win every game, but, you know, we had a coach who didn't really scream or anything like that.
Yeah.
And we loved the game. Every day, every time we were just talking about football all the time. We wanted to go to training every week because we were enjoying playing the matches, even though we lost by a lot of goals. But, you know, we still enjoyed the game. And parents seem to think that they have to win to enjoy the game, and they don't. A texter texted in earlier on to say that Ajax... they ban shouting. Yeah, they also don't keep score of any games.
Really?
Until they get to 18 years of age or something like that. So it puts more emphasis on just playing and doing what the coach says, and then they get better, and they have one of the best youth systems in the world.
Okay, so there's a method to it all, really.
Exactly, yeah, there really is.
Are you still coaching?
I'm actually in my fourth year of college at the moment, so I find it hard to get time. So... But
are you GAA? What's your discipline?
I'm soccer. All soccer. Yeah, I love soccer.
Okay, how's college going?
It's going. Yeah, I'm actually on my way into the library. There's an exam today. So
good man. Well, best of luck in it.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
I suspect you'll be fine. To be honest, what are you studying?
Hopefully, economics.
In where?
UL.
In UL. Okay. Well, good luck in the exam. We'll be thinking of you.
Thanks very much.
Okay,
thank you.
And thanks for talking to us today. Real good to talk to you, Andy. Take it easy.
No, I'll see you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
All the better for talking to you. What's going on in the world?
Well, I was listening to the gentleman you were speaking with before the news,
talking about
coaching and being silent.
Mm-hmm.
And my younger son played hurling for a number of years in his primary school stage and enjoyed it immensely. But I remember one occasion about 8 years ago, he's 16 now, he was involved in a tournament, a wonderfully organised tournament down in Wexford.
Mm-hmm.
And we had quite a strong team from our school. And they got, you'd play the various games throughout the day and then you get to the point of the final. So I'd say my son's school were into the semi-final at this stage, and he was hit accidentally, of course, with a hurl across the hand. So the first instinct is fall down, you know, I've just been hit, whatever. So he got it sorted. One of the gentlemen coaches came over and attended to him. But a lady, the mother of a friend of his, shouted across the pitch, get up, James, be a man and get back out there.
Oof.
So I don't think he heard it because he was just putting his helmet on, and I suppose his instinct was to go back and concentrate on the remainder of the game. But I always thought, I said, God help her son, to be honest with you, if that's what it's like publicly. I would be very much the type of person, and I, certainly my experience when my son was hurling was, you leave it to the professionals, the coaches, the people who know how to deal, know the, I suppose, the attitude of the children going out and the temperament. And parents, while they may have the best interests of their children, you can't force them and shout at them and belittle them, because that's what it looks like. Mm. And that was my experience over the years.
It put them off the thing.
Yes, yeah, that's, I always, like, my son was, he was an okay middle-of-the-road hurler, he enjoyed it, but he was never going to go on to greater things, nor, unfortunately, did he have the interest then a year or two into secondary school, because you've junior certs, etc. Mm. But while he was in primary school, he loved it, because it was getting together with his pals, and it was a social outlet at that stage. So I always encouraged him, and we always travelled to wherever the matches were. But I suppose my one little bit of revenge was that year he was playing another match and he scored 4 goals in the worst of weather.
Lovely.
So I kind of secretly smiled and just went, rock on.
Yeah. Oh, the proud Irish mammy, Jesus.
I'm one of those.
No messing with you, Kay.
Oh, God, no, absolutely.
Yeah, he's lucky to have you, that's what I say.
Sure, I appreciate that.
Listen, look after yourself.
I will indeed. Have a good one,
and
Ryan.
And you.
Take
See you,
care.
Kay. Lovely
bye,
talking
bye,
to you.
Bye, bye.
Sharon, how are you?
Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Get stuck in, lads.
Oh, yeah. That's
the sideline roar from an over-enthusiastic mammy or daddy.
Yes, and it frightens the life out of me. I'm thinking, oh, please don't get stuck in, particularly when it's my child out on the pitch.
Who's your child? How old is your child?
Amber is, should be 15 in May.
Okay.
But I suppose all along, I mean, she loves sports, plays a lot of it, and here in the local club, sometimes we'd struggle with numbers, so even though she might only be 10 or 11... should be playing maybe under 12 and under 14.
Yeah.
So a lot of them would be so much bigger than her. So when I hear those words, get stuck in, by girls that are, you know, these girls would be towering over her. You know, it makes me nervous. I think, you know, encouragement and telling them, you know, well done and cheering them on is so much better than shouting and roaring and... You know, that's why I think this silent sideline is a great idea.
So yes, a vote of confidence for a silent sideline.
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't be scaring them away.
No, and you know, silly, like drive on.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Get stuck in. How do you get stuck in? I suppose, do you play better? Were you playing worse? Is it meant to be encouraging?
Yeah, you see, but I mean, that's it. It's if you stop and think and say, well, what even does that mean? I don't know. Or drive on. You know, they're on a pitch kicking a ball. They're not in a car. I don't, you know, I just think you do better encouraging them, cheering them on. I mean, I go to all the matches and that, and, you know, well done and well played.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing I think the kids need to be hearing, you know?
Yeah, and not to lose sight of the fact that the key word is play. They're out to play, not to kill each other.
Exactly, and fun, exactly.
Right, Sharon, thank you for that. Lovely talking to you.
Thanks a million.
See you soon. We'll do one more chat with Linda, because she's still hanging on there. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ryan, how are you?
Silent sidelines, yay or nay?
I text in there and I just talking to you now. My son is 10, he plays soccer, he loves it, and there is one particular father, and I'm not sure what nationality he is, but he shouts at his child from the sidelines.
Right.
In his own tongue, whatever nationality it is.
Yeah.
And it is really, really, it's really, really distracting. I do feel sorry for the child, you know, because he's listening to his father who's really, really screaming at him, but he also has to listen to the coach, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And does the child seem aware of the dad roaring at him?
Yeah, yeah, because you see his little face looking over him. Whoever the father is saying to him, he just glances over. He's trying to do what his father is telling him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also has to listen to the coach, you know.
Yeah, so he's got the two voices.
He's got the two. Now, he has been told before to quiet him down, but he's really passionate about her and really, really shouts. And, like, I don't know, it's just a game, you know. My son plays in the same team. I don't be screaming at him like that. The coach do that, you know.
See,
what I mean?
There's a fine enough line between passion and aggression.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And a lot of parents seem to lose sight of the fact that it is only a game. It is a bit of sport.
So they're only playing the under 11s, like they're only children, they're only there for the fun, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to be getting into transfer deals and big matches.
A World Cup,
you know what I mean? Playing to stadium of 80,000, you know, give the lads a break, they're children out to play.
I know, and what they have done, and I don't know about other clubs, but in my son's club, they've keep the parents on one side of the pitch, behind a barrier.
Yeah.
And then the coaches are on the other side, and there's no parents allowed on that side. So
that's clever.
That I think does help a bit.
What about building like a wall, a big wall, and about 12 feet high and soundproof, and then a wall on the other side, and then two walls on the side, a big room, and put all the parents in there until the game's over.
Excellent idea, Ryan.
Okay, let's get the funding together and get that built. Linda, have a great old day.
Same to you, Ryan.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.